Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root's on fire in the news today. It's not good. It's not good on all fronts. And I hate to say I told you so, but I'm right on every single front. The number one news story has got to be Afghanistan. But number two, you know, look, people are going to die. Maybe by the hundreds, maybe by the thousands. People will be taken prisoner and raped and tortured. Maybe by the hundreds, maybe by the thousands. Many of them Americans, many of them Afghani friends of America. Americans are being left behind. It's a nightmare of unprecedented proportion. The man in the White House can have to be held accountable. He'll have to be impeached, and I hope sent to Guantanamo, indicted. And whatever they do to you for treason, do it to them. Because this is the most unprecedented situation in the history of the United States of America. We've got a commander-in-chief that's brain dead. That is a brain dead sock puppet with dementia. And the real president of the United States is clearly Obama, as I said for months and months. And the second big news story of the day are the lies of COVID. And that makes sense, too, because they remind me of the lies of Obamacare. They lied and lied and lied and committed fraud and put out propaganda and wasted money and told you tales, fairy tales that could never come true about Obamacare. And they doubled and tripled and quadrupled your expense and lost your health care and destroyed small businesses. All so they could give a bunch of free stuff to a bunch of freeloaders that vote Democrat. And the media went along with it. Now it's the same story with COVID. Lies and lies and lies and fraud and propaganda and people getting sick and dying from their lies. I'd love to tell you, you know, those who listen to the show a lot religiously, and so many of you do, treat my show almost like a religion. You love it. You can't wait for the 3 o'clock hour, West Coast time, 6 o'clock East, to start. Because you know you'll finally hear hours of truth from the only truth teller in the United States of America, Wayne Allen Root. So if you listen to the show religiously, you know that I love the Dallas Cowboys. I've always loved the Dallas Cowboys. To me, life is all about God and family and guns and gold and NFL football. You know, that is life to me. I love my Dallas Cowboys. So, hey. Yeah, let me start the cast by telling you about the Dallas Cowboys. 4 of my Cowboys have tested positive for COVID, and they've all been vaccinated. See, there's the big story that no one wants to tell you. They're lying about everything. The lying scum that run our government and the CDC and the WHO and Dr. Fauci and the President of the United States, Biden, they've all lied about everything. The country is awash in breakthrough cases of COVID, which means people who have been vaccinated that have COVID. Now, 4 Dallas Cowboys out with COVID, my team, America's team. Now we can name them COVID's team. And they've all got COVID and they've all been vaccinated. Something they've got in common with all the news stories out there that are not being reported. People have COVID, and they've been vaccinated. People are in the hospital, and they've been vaccinated. People are dying, and they've been vaccinated. Here's a big lead story today. 52% of all the COVID-19 deaths in southern Nevada, where I bring you this show from, the house that Root built is in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're fully vaccinated. 52% of the people dead from COVID, fully vaccinated. Nobody wants to tell you this, but Wayne Allen Root. What do they say? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? What happens in Vegas is happening all over the United States. People are dying of COVID, and they've been vaccinated. And they're lying to you and not telling you. They're making it up. Just like Obama did with Obamacare. And that makes sense, because the president now is the same president as then, Obama. And here's what I think I have to write about this weekend. You know, I've got my nationally syndicated column. It's got to be a column with a plea to President Trump. Listen, we love you. Listen, you're my favorite president of all time. Listen, you're the best president of my lifetime. Listen, I'll always love you and be loyal to you. But it doesn't mean I can't admit you were wrong about the vaccine, man. And you've got to get ahead of this, and you've got to get ahead of it now. Because, you know, I didn't even watch Trump's rally in Alabama. I know it was like the most amazing thing ever. I know there were 25,000 people there. I've got a life. I don't sit home just watching Trump rallies. I got a life. I work 16 hours a day, and on a Saturday I work 8 or 10 hours. That's my off day. And that night I go to a nice dinner. I'm not going to sit home and watch a Trump rally. So I didn't even see the rally. I only found out today it was a rally of love, 25,000 people oozing with love for former President Trump, except when he mentioned go get the vaccine and the crowd booed him. You're not even understanding your own people now. We're not getting the vaccine. We will not get vaxxed. We will not comply. This isn't happening. It's never going to happen. You're not putting that needle in my arm. That needle's like me getting the death penalty for murder. It's like a conviction with the death penalty. That's how I see that needle at this point. I know the damage it's doing to people all over the United States. There are a few articles now trickling out. Finally, mainstream media is asking, is the vaccine dangerous? Are you better off getting COVID than getting the vaccine? Who said that? Today, the BBC, the British Broadcasting, I guess, channel, right? BBC? British Broadcasting Corporation, I guess. BBC, which is their version of, you know, basically CNN, said, is it possible you're better off getting COVID than the vaccine? And media in the United States have been asking questions. And just minutes ago, it came out at several key conservative and health websites that we've been lied to. Biden, the president of the United States, looked in our face and lied. There is no fully approved vaccine for Pfizer. It never happened. The papers have been leaked. I read the papers minutes ago. There is no fully approved Pfizer vaccine for COVID. All they did is extend the experimental for emergency use only designation. They expanded it. They extended it. It's still an experimental vaccine for emergency use only. Do you know what that means? Biden lied to the nation. And he told every corporation, now you're clear to make everybody get the vaccine. Because before, they were open to massive lawsuits. It violates the Nuremberg trial code to force people to take an experimental vaccine. It's like what the Nazis would have done. And that was the big issue. They were scared to death that the Wayne Roots of the world were running around telling our millions of followers it's an experimental for emergency use only vaccine. And you don't want to stick it in your body. It's got poison. It's killing people. It's crippling people. It's handicapping people. And that's only now. Yeah, it's only like, you know, 5% or less now. But over the long term, it's going to get everyone. I don't know if everyone's going to die, but a lot of people are going to get sick. Maybe everybody is going to get sick. And you can't reverse it. It's bad. It's happening all over the country, and it's bad. So when they say 52% of Nevada deaths from COVID were vaccinated, that's only the tip of the iceberg. They're not telling you how many people died from the vaccine. That's only who died from COVID. How many have died from the vaccine? Because that number is 100%. In other words, every person who died directly from the vaccine died from the vaccine. So 52% of COVID deaths had the vaccine, but 100% who died directly from the vaccine were because of the vaccine. What's that number? How many people is that? 10, 20, 50, 100, 1,000? In the last day, week, month? We're not keeping those stats, are we? So, yeah, buy Dallas Cowboys. They haven't won the Super Bowl in 30 years, but we're number one in COVID cases. We're number one. We are number one. And you know what else is amazing about this? It's almost talked about so calmly when it comes to NFL players. You know, oh, four guys have COVID, and two more came off the COVID list. And these guys could be off the COVID list. They won't be off in time for this week's game, but they'll be off for next week's game. Everybody knows that. You know what? This is? Substitute the word flu for the word COVID, and you wouldn't be scared anymore. Four players test positive for the flu. We hope they're back for next week's game. Two more got the flu and came back already. But COVID, I've said this on the show before. If you name an ape King Kong, you've given it such strength, such power, such an aura of invincibility. My God, it's King Kong coming down the road. Run for your life. What if I said to you, an ape is running down the road? A monkey's running down the road. Would you run for your life? No. But for King Kong, you would. We called the flu a name, COVID, and we made it so strong. Is it a nasty flu? Yes. Is it a highly contagious flu? Yes. Do some people die from it? Yes. Keep it low. Do some people die from it? Yes. As a matter of fact, listen, I'm always honest. Okay, talk show host that I know, Phil Valentine, died of COVID last week, a few days ago. I think over the weekend or maybe on Friday. And I've been a guest probably 50 times on Phil Valentine's show. 50 times. I've never met him in my life, but I've been a guest on his show 50 times. He was a wonderful Southern gentleman, always so nice to me over the airwaves. I've never met him in my life, but I'm so sad he died. A policeman died in Las Vegas of complications of COVID last night. And I'm so sad for any police officer that dies of COVID. But nobody's got to die. Don't you see? All they have to do is give them ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, plus massive doses of C and D and zinc. And the death rate goes down dramatically. It's proven all over the world. Why aren't they doing it?
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will
while gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show sponsored by my new book, still number one. It's not out for three more weeks, September 16th, Thursday, September 16th. It's opening day for my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. But I was on Steve Bannon's show on Monday, and the book went to number one in multiple categories at Amazon on both my paperback and my Kindle. And it is still at number one. If you don't like Amazon, you can also buy it. Some of my fans don't like Amazon, but you know what? Amazon's been good to conservative authors, and you can't deny that. Many, many, many bestsellers. You know, I'm telling you, Mark Levin has made millions of dollars with his books on Amazon. They're not prejudiced or biased, no matter how liberal the owner is when it comes to selling conservative books. They're willing to sell anyone's books, including conservatives. So thank you, Amazon, for that, at least. No matter how liberal the owner of Amazon is. But if you don't like Amazon, just get it at BarnesandNoble.com. BarnesandNoble.com has the same book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, out September 16th. But you can pre-order it now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and it'll arrive on September 16th. And it's a book with all the information, the contact information, how you can call, write, email, you name it, the top executives, top CEOs, top board of directors members of the biggest corporations in America that have gone woke and liberal and piss on conservatives every day and tell us to go to hell, and this is your chance to tell them to go to hell. I give you all the contact information to go after them. So get the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, by Wayne Allen Root, Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Number one bestseller before it even comes out. How many people can ever say that? So I was talking before we went to the break about the Dallas Cowboys. The four Dallas Cowboys who recently tested positive for COVID all have one thing in common. They all got their vaccination. And 52% of Southern Nevada COVID deaths were fully vaccinated. And we know ultra-vaccinated Israel is seeing a massive surge in COVID and hospitalizations in COVID and deaths of COVID, and they're all vaccinated. You think it's going to be different here? Israel was the first in the world to get vaccinated. So in America, we're like 6 months behind Israel, and it's worn off, and everybody's getting not just sick, but sicker. When you have COVID, when you've had the COVID vaccination, you have a higher viral load, A, and B, you have a weaker immune system. That's what it appears to be. And so you are actually more susceptible to the next flu or cold or disease that comes along. You've been weakened and your viral load is higher when you get it, and you think you're protected by the vaccine. So now you go out and hang out with your friends that have been vaccinated, and all of you are so smug, except you're giving it to each other, and you're all going to get much sicker than the average person because your immune system is weaker. And it may not be this time, but it'll be next time. It'll be three iterations later, three variants later of COVID. Instead of hurting you, or instead of making you slightly sick or very sick, it could kill you because your immune system's been weakened by this very bad vaccine, is what all my doctor, holistic doctor friends are telling me. And I've got much more to tell you about COVID. There's many more important stories in the news. I think probably the most important one is, here's the one that says, we don't understand what's really happening. The CDC is undercounting breakthrough COVID cases. They're not counting the cases where people get COVID and have been vaccinated. So they're able to tell you 99% are unvaccinated because they don't count the other cases. And the Nobel laureate warns the COVID vaccine is the thing creating the variants. And here's two articles with the exact leaked documents that show Pfizer did not get an approval letter for their vaccine. They got an extension of the emergency order. That's it. Biden lied to you. Fauci lied to you. The country is filled with liars. But let me jump back to Afghanistan, because that's got to be the biggest issue of the day. 94.7% of the people evacuated by the United States from Afghanistan are not Americans. The White House bragged about 4,400 Americans they've evacuated so far. They didn't mention those still stranded are the massive non-Americans they've airlifted out. Talk about America last instead of America first. More than 82,000 have been airlifted from Kabul since the government's collapse 2 weeks ago. But of that amount, only 4,400 were Americans. They rescued everyone but Americans, and they're going to leave Americans behind. And by the way, a Reuters photojournalist left behind enemy lines, killed and mutilated by the Taliban. An award-winning Reuters photojournalist has been killed and mutilated. 4,100 Americans remain stranded, many of them not even in or around Kabul. 20 American students and their parents stranded in Afghanistan. What will happen to them? They're not going to get out in time. There's no way to get them out by the 31st. We're going to leave Americans behind to be killed.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 60 million people are being impacted by the heat wave blanketing the country. through the end of the week. Some areas in the Midwest plains will see temperatures close to 110 degrees. The desert southwest will be the hottest of all, with cities like Phoenix and Tucson, Arizona, nearing 115 degrees. President Biden met with members of his cabinet, national security team, and members of the private sector to discuss cybersecurity on Wednesday. The president discussing his most recent cybersecurity initiatives.
We're committing to deploy cybersecurity technology that are extending that initiative as to gas pipelines as well next. That's where we're going.
According to White House officials, talks will focus on building lasting cybersecurity and the cybersecurity workforce. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, and the nation's on fire. The world is on fire. Joe Biden is on fire. Home. He's clearly not the president of the United States. They put him in front of the camera. They tell him to say something. He drools and dribbles. They change his diapers. Mommy Jill feeds him in the basement with a mask on. And then he goes to sleep. And tomorrow they start in again. Obama's the president of the United States. Very clear. And that makes sense because all the lies were being told about what's happening in Afghanistan and about the border, and about the vaccine not working. They claim it's working. It's not working. Lots and lots of people are getting COVID who've been vaccinated. Lots of people are hospitalized who've been vaccinated. Lots of people dying who've been vaccinated all over the world, but, oh, not in America. The lies were being told about the vaccines and the border in Afghanistan and everything else sound just like Obamacare when Obama was president. And that's because I believe Obama is president now. He's the acting president of the United States. While Biden sits in the basement having his diapers changed. Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love working out hard every day. I just turned 60, and I'm in the best shape of my entire life. I'm like 60 going on 25. And I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former quarterback for the Raiders and Redskins, about the challenges of staying in great shape when you're over the age of 50. And, you know, look, I work out 90 minutes a day, but you get aches and pains. Not anymore. Every time I feel even the start of an ache and pain, I just use the roll-on from sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it goes away within minutes, and there's no more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. I haven't had a single ache or strain or pain since the day I found sonsoflibertycbd.com. It's the highest quality CBD. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. It is real. It is mainstream and it works. And only for my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product you buy if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just don't forget to use WAR15 at checkout and get up to 25% off. Okay, we've got our regular guest, Liz Peek, with us, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website, Liz Peek, P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com, to talk a little bit about Afghanistan and the budget. So without further ado, Liz Peek, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Can you believe what's happening in Afghanistan? Can you even believe your eyes?
No, it's a horror, and it's a national shame. I cannot stand it when our country is humiliated, and particularly at the hands of ragtag religious fanatics, most of whom are illiterate, by the way, because our president has basically concocted an arrangement that puts the Taliban in charge of our military. That's basically what's happening in Afghanistan. I don't believe the numbers that they have been releasing. There seems to be a lot of confusion about how many people have been evacuated, but mostly and more particularly how many Americans have been evacuated and how many remain in Afghanistan. I fear for them. I fear for their safety for sure. And for the safety of an awful lot of people who did work with the United States, who were guaranteed their safety by the United States, and who are being left behind. I think it's a travesty, and I don't think this disappears overnight. The White House is quite convinced that Americans have a pretty short attention span when it comes to issues like this. I hope that's not true. I don't think it is true, but we'll see. I mean, the scenes that follow are ill-advised, hasty, unprepared 8:31 departure. We'll see what happens, but I don't think it's going to be very pretty.
Well, here's what it comes down to, Liz. You can't convince me that this isn't going to turn into one of the biggest tragedies, if not the biggest, in the history of the United States of America. I believe that hundreds, if not thousands, could be killed. Americans could be killed at and around that airport. Now, maybe it's only going to be 20. Maybe it's going to be 50. I mean, can you imagine if 50 Americans are murdered? That would be awful. But what if it's 1,000? What if it's 2,000? What if it's 3,000? What if it's 10,000 Afghani friends of America who are slaughtered and tortured and raped and murdered and 1,000 Americans? That would be the most embarrassing thing in the history of the United States. Nobody's going to forget that.
Well, again, let's, I mean, we can speculate, but I just hope, I don't really know how we can guarantee the safety of anyone post all of our troops getting on planes and leaving the country. This is a terrible country, and there is no question that all those lives are at risk. I will pray for the people who remain, that somehow, by the way, I think somehow that NGOs and private organizations are able to get them out. My guess is that those groups have been more effective than our own military in actually spiriting people out of this country, however they have done that. Unfortunately, it's not a country surrounded by friends. It's a country surrounded by enemies, so it's not very easy. And, of course, that raises the ongoing question of just how dark Afghanistan is going to be for American intelligence. I mean, after all, what we are being told by a very disingenuous Biden administration is that the intelligence operation was lacking here. We didn't know the Taliban was going to be taking over the country so readily. That's with tons of people on the ground. If we don't have anyone on the ground, I have no idea how we're going to be able to ascertain what ISIS is up to, or ISIS-K as it's called, or Al-Qaeda, or the Taliban for that matter, what kind of bad acts, you know, they get ready to perpetrate on Americans and on other friendly nations to us.
On Israel.
We won't know. Yeah, that's right. I mean, we just won't know. And we're not going to, I mean, everything about this decision is appalling to me, but in particular, it's the execution, of course. And the fact is, even things like the receiving area in Doha, I'm sure you've been reading this, is absolutely disgusting. There has been no accommodation for the thousands of people who are now in Doha waiting to be processed.
No, they're standing in sewage. Do you know that?
Yeah,
they're standing
it's
sewage.
The State Department just took a hike. I mean, they just have, really, Antony Blinken should be gone because a lot of this is on him and on his watch. But I'm interested in your comment that you think Obama is running this administration. I'm not sure that that's true, and I don't know who is. I think it's a very alarming situation. You know, polling has shown, one poll shows 57 or 59% of Americans don't think Biden is in charge. But the incredible thing is really nobody, and I mean, we all listen, we're all pretty tapped in. Nobody seems to know who really is in charge. Is it Ron Klain? Is it the Obama-ites like Susan Rice? I think it's all of the above, but who is the mastermind? I have no idea.
Oh, I can tell you.
I don't know that it's Obama.
It's China. China. China runs our country now. They're in charge. I think they're in charge of Australia, New Zealand, and America. That's why you have the lockdowns. They're wiping out their competitors one by one. And you say, well, how do you take over a whole country? All you need to do is bribe a few key officials. That's it. You don't need to take over America by, like, giving every American money. All you have to do is bribe a few key officials, put them in your pocket, and they do all their decisions that help you. Like, as an example is, you don't think that Biden leaving Afghanistan the way he did was the greatest gift ever to China?
I don't know, honestly.
They take it over. They've got all the rare earth minerals now and all the lithium.
Well,
they've made $1 trillion.
That's fine, but the truth is, no one has successfully taken over Afghanistan in the past, and I'm not sure China is going to want to take that on either. It's a horrible country. It's all tribal. I think actually the smartest thing I've heard about Afghanistan is that the problem we had in the United States is we wanted to impose on Afghanistan a unified central government. And, of course, our allies in that were all the warlords that control various parts of each province, and they're completely opposed to that. So they were our allies in fighting the Taliban because that was a power grab for them, but they were totally not on board with a unified central government. And I think, honestly, will China be able to do something that Russia couldn't do, the Americans couldn't do, which is to kind of become a bigger presence and create enough stability in Afghanistan that they can actually extract those rare earths. I have no idea. I think it's a pretty big lift.
Yeah, well, they seem to be conquering heroes at the moment. They seem to have
control
of the lithium. Right?
Yeah.
Control of the lithium that you use in all the batteries all around the world and all the cell phones.
Yeah.
They just made a fortune. My only comment is, why didn't we just stay with a minimum of troops? And why didn't we get the rare earth minerals? What are we, stupid?
Yeah, I know.
When Trump said, why didn't we take the oil from Iraq? Why didn't we take the rare earth minerals from Afghanistan? Why are we leaving them for China? It sure seems like everything Biden does helps them.
I haven't done any. I mean, I've actually begun to do a little research on really what has been the extraction of minerals, who has done it, where's it go. I don't know the answers to that. I hope to find out, because I think it's a really interesting question whether the United States never actually pursued that. That is, of course, not our general inclination to help ourselves, but it'd be interesting to know. And honestly, I don't know the answer.
It's silly to be that naive, you know, that we are that naive, because I sure think it's my inclination. If you're going to help a country and you're going to risk our lives and guys are going to die, men and women are going to die and lose limbs, you might as well get something out of it on the way out the door. We had a right to take some oil from Iraq. We never did. We had a right to take some lithium from Afghanistan. We never did. I think it's just stupid. If you're going to risk your neck and billions or trillions of dollars to help another country, why don't you get something on the way out the door? Nothing wrong with that. That's not raping a country. That's just getting back some of what you spent. Liz, stay with us so we can talk a little bit more about Afghanistan and the vaccine mandates. I don't know if in New York you guys are as ripped up about this as we are out here, but, you know, out here and in the rest of the world, we're not standing for vaccine mandates, so it's going to be a real mess. And your column at The Hill about the economy. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a body buy one, get one free. Ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizeHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we'll get back to Liz Peek in just 1 second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. They use military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Your personal information, internet history, everywhere you go is being tracked and sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is veteran-owned, and they are based right here in the USA, actually right here in Las Vegas. For business or personal or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at, get this, only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month. Not $695, $6.95 a month. Use code WAR, and you'll get more good stuff, free 3 months with an annual subscription. So $6.95 a month and 3 months free. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, we're back with Liz Peek. Liz, to me, it's just the simplest thing in the world. Anyone who's not a complete blithering idiot knows that if you want to get out of Afghanistan, that's fine. Simply keep the military there, get the citizens out first, get the equipment out second, burn the bases, then the military goes out. Why didn't we do that? It's that simple.
I don't know. And unfortunately, there's been really no opportunity to ask anybody. I mean, to me, let's just boil it down to one question. Why in the world would you abandon Bagram Airfield? If you're actually considering mass evacuations, you're now stuck with one airport, one runway, Bagram was obviously an easier place to defend. They had been defending it for 20 years, after all. And, you know, it had two runways, enormous amounts of equipment and armaments and so forth. And we basically abandoned it literally in the night. We didn't even tell the local Afghans we were doing so. And perhaps there are reasons for that. But I can't really get my head around why that decision was made. It looks to have been a catastrophic decision and kind of typical of the bad planning that went on here. And, you know, I hope at some point there will be hearings. Congressional hearings are always disappointing because because they really never get to the point.
No.
But it would be interesting to ask the generals, ask the Pentagon brass, why did you do that? Because it seems like just a horrible decision.
Well, first of all, look, we're all upset over possibly thousands of American lives being at risk. And if they're not all going to get killed, what if 1,000 Americans are left over and are all taken hostage by ISIS? I mean, look, Liz, you're really nice. I grew up in a very rough neighborhood. Man, I fought and fought and fought and almost died a few times and fought for my life. And so I think a little bit more vicious than you. If I were to put myself in the place of ISIS, right? These are sick people, and I'm not. But I'm saying if I wanted to be as mentally ill as them, I would see this as the PR opportunity of a lifetime. I would take 1,000 Americans hostage, and I would start holding them in front of cameras and say, I'm going to blow a few heads off every day until you give me $100 billion. And Biden will have to hand over all the money in the world to get the hostages back. To me, this is a major hostage situation developing. I wouldn't kill them. I would keep them all alive, but I would start killing a few of them each day in front of the camera to show we mean business until you give us 100 million, 100 billion, whatever the number is, they could ask for the sky, but they're going to wind up with getting hundreds of millions of dollars, just kind of like Obama paid to the Iranians for just a few hostages. They could take 1,000 or 4,000 Americans hostage here. You do realize that's a possibility, right?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know where they are, whether they're dispersed all over the country. We're being told they're 1,500. I sort of doubt it. I think they're more than that. But to your point, they are certainly not protected. And any terror group that wants to score points with other terror groups, and that's what
right.
a lot of this is about, and which feels that they have a weak United States government on the other end of whatever negotiation takes place, I don't disagree. I think we have a real threat there. Let us hope it doesn't go there.
And the next threat, by the way, is if I'm China, I put myself in their place. If I'm China, I now see that Biden is the biggest joke in the history of the world. If they don't already own him, lock, stock, and barrel, then they're just laughing at him, and he's a patsy, and I go invade Taiwan right away. Sometime very soon, you're going to see them invade Taiwan, and you're going to watch we do absolutely nothing, because Biden's never going to fight them.
I'm afraid that is probably the message has been sent, and unfortunately, and I have to say, I do think they were wary, and perhaps they were wary, let's put it, about Donald Trump. I think they knew that. Remember the first meeting with Xi Jinping and Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago?
Yes.
Trump excuses himself during dinner and comes back and tells Xi that we bombed Syria. I mean, it was brilliant. And it really kind of laid down a marker. This is what we're capable of. This is what we're willing to do. Don't cross us. And I don't think Joe Biden has one-tenth the grit necessary.
No.
To make that kind of gesture, nor would it ever occur to him to do something like that. But for the Chinese, it was a serious deterrent. I don't think there is any deterrent now.
Just like Reagan when I was a freshman at Columbia in 1980. All they ever said was, he's crazy, he's got his finger on the nuclear button. How do you allow a crazy man to have his finger on the nuclear button? And just like Reagan, 4 years of relative peace, no wars, no problems,
yeah.
because everyone was afraid of crazy man Reagan and crazy man Trump. Being crazy,
well,
at least that in their way, is good.
They knew they stood for something, that they were ready to defend the country. They weren't afraid of using military power to do it. This guy won't even use military power to rescue Americans from a bunch of religious fanatics.
Liz, he needs his nappy time. Liz Peek, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and the Hill. Website, LizPeek.com. Thank you, Liz.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.